My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. Tuesday, 9 p.m., September 30th, 1941. Hello, Mom and Pop. This is your soldier boy again. I'm writing more often now to get in your good graces before I come home. How's everything in Minneapolis, including the Alquist family? Everything is okay here in Bragg. Weather's been quite warm the last few days. I have some new developments on the furlough to tell you about. I won't be coming home on October 11th as I told you in the last letter. The captain informed us on Monday's retreat that the date had been shoved back a week to the 18th. I hope this will be final now, I think it will. So I'll be seeing you a week later than I expected, around October 20th. Now you won't have to hurry so much in sending the money and the train schedule. I saw Cole last night at the show and he is quite sure of getting his furlough at the same time. Isn't that swelligant? And still better, I got a letter from Lee Stensrud in which he says that he is coming home on October 20th. So I guess we will all be getting together for a grand time. Lee mentioned that he'd like it if we could get together for some pheasant hunting. If the season's open, we're just gonna do that little thing too. Last night, I was up all night watching over the battery. I was assistant charge of quarters Monday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Tuesday. Sergeant Metcalf, the old man of our barracks, was charge of quarters and had me as his assistant. I had to stay in the orderly room during the day and run errands for the captain and the other officers. I had to unlock the rifle racks in the morning and lock them at night, turn off all the lights in the barracks at 9 p.m., post the guard every 2 hours during the night, make bed check at 11 p.m. to see that everyone was in their bunks, and make out passes for those who wanted to go into town. Sure was a lot of work and long hours, but kind of fun and a good experience. The part that was the toughest was staying up all night when everyone else was sawing logs. The sergeant and I did sleep a little, however, in shifts. He had about 4.5 hours, and I got about 2.5. I had this morning off and caught up on the rest of the 8 hours. We listened to the Lewis fight early in the evening. He really showed Nova who was boss, didn't he? You'll have to pardon me if I cut this letter a little short tonight because I am tired. And another good reason is that there's a 10-mile hike coming up in the morning with full field packs. Last time we had a 10-mile hike, I didn't get to bed till 11 bells the night before, and I was a sorry mess when I was through. I think if I get more sleep, I'll be able to take it better. We'll see. A few answers to your questions. No, I haven't gained any weight. Too much sweating this summer. Too many colds. But I feel swell, and that's what really matters the most. I bet I'll gain this winter, though. I've been trying to ride Elaine for the last week, and I will write in the next couple of days. You see, so many things keep coming up. You must explain to her that my correspondence has got me going. Happy to hear that Daddy's finger is better. I know what that golf game means to him. Don't hear any more about the war here in the camp than I did at home, so I really don't know how the tension is here in the East. My guess is that it's about the same. Maybe up around New York is where the war talk is going on the loudest. We soldiers here at Bragg are against war. We'd much rather just simulate action. Well, it's after 8 p.m., so I must turn in. Good night, and I'll see you soon. And it can't be too soon. With love, Dorrance, Private, USA. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Instagram.